This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 105. This is fan service without my crotch.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another episode of the ESH podcast, folks.
Heidi ho, you guys. Sup?
How you been? How you been living? Did you make it through the week? Did you survive?
Yes.
I survived too. That's a good thing.
Good.
That's a positive thing. See, that you should applaud that. Everyone here is alive right now. That's good. It's better than the alternative. And right now, Panda's like, what the shit?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm just messing with you. Before we jump into the podcast, you may have noticed that yet again, Magic Mystic was not available for taping. I don't want to cast any aspersions as to why.
She got an Xbox 360 and got sucked into a portal of happiness.
Pretty much, yeah, that's what happened. She got her own little bundle of joy. We want to congratulate Mystic for joining the rest of us.
Well, I don't think she has Xbox Live yet.
Though. No. But, hey, she's taken a step in the right direction. And I applaud that. I really do.
It cleans her noonie business. And
no,
she likes
no,
it.
No. The first line is, it cleans my noonie. And I couldn't be happier about it.
And then, noonie. And then it's,
it takes care of my lady business. So I don't have to.
Oh, I love that commercial where it's like stalking the women.
If you haven't seen the skit on Saturday Night Live for Woomba, just get on YouTube because everything's on YouTube. It's funny as hell. The whole series there where Maya Rudolph's running through the woods and you're like, oh my god.
And it's chasing her down with Woomba fury.
Well, the thing that kills me is the thing looks like a damn urinal cake. So I'm just like, it's so wrong on so many levels that it's funny. It tickles me. In my cockle area. Maybe in my subcockle area. Perhaps even in my colon. But moving along, before we get to the fun stuff, we are going to do a little bit of business. So please keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check and see what our articles are for that week, or, you know, however long we've had them up there. Sorry about not posting regularly. You can listen to our podcast straight from our site, from our live feed, any RSS read, and we are a part of the All Games Network, so you can check us out over there.
And while you're listening to things on the All Games Radio Network and catching the Electric Sisterhood show at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, you can also check out some of the other shows on the All Games Radio Network, like Super Happy Fun Time Show, Evil Avatar, Dead Pixel Live, Bobby Blackwell's show, Fantastic Forum, All Games Interactive, Chatterbox. There's all kinds of shows and entertainment based around gaming, life, tech, and pretty much everything that really matters in the world. Really?
Like games.
Pretty much.
Tech gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
And things that go like rumble packs.
I heart gyros. And not heroes. Gyros. Anyway, check out some of the other shows and just let them know that you enjoy listening to them and that you heard about them from us. We love having all the guys at All Games make us part of the family, so we appreciate that. And while we will not be at E3 this year, There's a possibility. I mean, it's seriously a possibility that we will be at PAX.
That would be kind of awesome.
That's going to be... And not just the one sister, but both.
Maybe both of us.
Perhaps even in an airplane together.
We both did that at the same time. That was cute.
In any event, that's all the business that I have for you guys right now. We do not have a candy bitch this week, but that's okay. It's all right. That just gives me more time to bag up more candy. I actually got the new batch in. I've got the cellophane. I just gotta bag the stuff now. So, candy is coming, people. It's coming. With that, I'm gonna take the mic of 1,000 truths and I'm gonna hand it over to Panda. What do you got for the people this week, Panda?
Actually, granted, everyone's going to be listening to this. I'm actually going to adhere to one of the wishes of our fans. Like I had promised her a couple of episodes back. I'm sorry it took me this long.
I love fan service.
Yes, this is fan service without my crotch. But, Ariel, this is for you. I've probably talked about this before, and I'm bringing it back up because... apparently, I must not have talked about it here. I might have just written about it. But I don't mind going back down memory lane because, you know, it's just kind of how we roll here. Well, you want to hear about older stuff? We'll tell you about older stuff.
The thing about memory lane, though, is that it's totally had a redevelopment. So it's not even scuzzy anymore. It's like well lit and kind of art deco-y, but faux art deco-y. So it's kind of like a nice stroll to go down now. I'm just saying.
So, well, here, yeah. This is what happens when we record late.
Yeah, you need more caffeine. I'm good. I've been drinking Amp.
Yeah, of course. So, what I'm going to bring for the masses is a trip down, or rather through, Angel Sanctuary.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, it is. It's probably one of the first OVAs that I, you know, found by accident and just fell in love with. It actually came to me through Eshmom. I had gotten my wisdom teeth taken out because they were impacted. Ouch.
Owie.
But and I was
good drugs, so don't lie.
And, oh, yeah, great drugs. And I was bedridden. And she was like, oh, well, I went to Blockbuster and it had such a pretty cover, so I rented it.
Wait. Explain to the people why you were bedridden when you got your teeth pulled.
Because the medication was just that strong.
That's right. She was like a zombie. I tried calling her on the phone and my mom was just kind of like, yeah, you're not going
to Yeah, you're not. You might not want to try.
I was like, oh, no, I just want to say hi. And all I heard, literally, was,
Oh, man, I was tripping.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Moving along.
So, when I was, you know, a little more conscious, you know, and was only taking half of the pill or whatever, she was like, oh, well, it had a very cute picture, so I picked it up for you, along with Ninja Scroll. And, so I was like, okay, we'll put it in the TV and I'll watch it. And she popped in Angel Sanctuary and, you know, okay, angels fighting demons, good versus evil. Right. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, a beautiful angel chick or whatever defying God. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right.
No one defies God.
You know, and there's your premise. You've got God, who is this, you know, supposedly this ultimate being, you know, God. And God and Lucifer were, you know, kind of like, God was like, okay, Lucifer, you are meant to rule the underworld and rule the demons. So Lucifer was like, are you fucking kidding me? Really? Fine. Okay.
Seriously.
That's what I'll do.
Can I just, like, go to Cleveland? I mean, hell, come on now, God. Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, and Lucifer doesn't put up a fight and he goes down there and he rules. And the funny thing in the manga, because there is a manga of Angel Sanctuary, when Lucifer goes down there, he, you know, he takes the job and he rules, you know, and they, you know, hell is functional. Like, hell isn't fire and brimstone. Like, it's pretty much, it's supposed to be the polar opposite of heaven. So, I mean, it's functional. It's an actual place. It's not, you know, fiery demons or whatever. Like, they have bat wings and stuff, but it's not what, you know, they drill into our heads of what hell is.
Okay.
And at one point, you know, God is like, man, I am really tired. It is very tiring to be God, and I'm going to go and take a nap. And while he's taking a nap, his higher angels, and I think the order, doesn't it go like seraphims, cherubs? You know, like there's a hierarchy of angels.
Uh-huh.
Well,
there's a hierarchy of angels, but I thought that seraphim was the highest choir of angels.
Yeah, you know, so there are these angels. There are these twins. And in the manga...
Oh, is it always twins?
They're twins. There's organic angel Alexiel and inorganic Raziel. And organic angel Alexiel is kind of like the third, like the left hand of God. You know, kind of like, you know, like God's the Trinity, you know, and like, you know, this ghost and Jesus, you know, and God are kind of like the right hand.
I love how you explain the Trinity. So it's kind of like God. He's in three pieces. There's like Jesus and then like yeah. The ghost thing.
Jesus and Holy Spirit are like the right hand. and Alexiel is supposed to be the left hand. And... Lucifer kind of has a thing for Alexiel, and originally he was planning to kill her in spite, you know, of God. But in the manga, he falls in love with her, and he really can't do it because he loves her. And Raziel is, you know, he's kind of like a carbon copy of Alexiel in a sense. Like, he's inorganic. He's not the first.
Uh-huh.
And anywho, so he goes insane. And, like, he felt himself going insane from the fake power and was, begging Alexiel to kill him before he went insane. But because, you know, that's her brother,
right. She
couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all these other seraphims were kind of like, you know, God's kind of sleeping. Alexiel's got some issues that she's dealing with. You know, and we're the supreme beings. We're the holy light beings. We... should kick the crap out of the demons. So in, you know, saying that their war was just, they descend into hell and start slaughtering innocent demons who are not doing anything.
Of course, so
Alexiel's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You know, like, that's not what we're here for. We are supposed to be the example, you know, and, you know, and she felt that, okay, well, since, you know, they're, you know, the angels are being more demonic than demons, that she was going to go against God, even though God was sleeping. So it's really not like she went against him because he didn't really know. But, you know,
God knows even in his sleep.
Yeah, God knows. And so she turned her back on God, you know, and the whole, you know, left hand, right hand job, and was going to fight against these angels, you know, against, you know, you know, so she was protecting the demons. She was like, I'm going to protect the demons from the angels and go against my savior because I don't believe, you know, that, you know, the angels have the right to do this. And,
so
you know.
So what you're telling me is God should not take a nap.
Yes, God should not take a nap. Well, God did wake up. And he wasn't very happy, you know, to find out that his left hand was off in a place that it shouldn't have been while he was sleeping, you know. And when he got her back, you know, he's like, well, I'm going to punish you. He's like, and I have to do it in the worst possible way. And she's like, well, do whatever you want. You know, you're God. I don't believe what happened is right. So he decided to split her soul and her body. So in the manga, you know, because I'm jumping in between the manga and the anime, and because the manga is much more in depth than the 3-part OVA was. Okay. And if you watch the OVA, you're kind of like, what the fuck is this? But in the manga, Like, there's a lot, like, I'm telling you the stuff that you should know before you watch the manga. So then you're like, oh, now that makes sense.
You mean the anime, because I don't watch manga.
Oh, yeah, well, anime is just manga animated.
Duh! That's kind of like a big duh!
I know. Okay. Anywho, so he split, like I said, he split her mind and her body. He put her body in this giant crystal under, like, the best angel security, and I think the fourth or fifth, like, tower level of heaven. And he put her soul on Earth. And, like, she can't, like, she will live out a life, a human life. And when that life dies, she will be reincarnated. But her whole life as a human, there will always be a very strong emotional pain and also a physical one. And this life that we get to see in the anime is she is reincarnated into a high school boy by the name of Setsuna Moto. Okay. Muto. And he looks, you know, he's kind of like a rapscallion. He's kind of, you know, rambunctious and, you know, mischievous and, you know, deviant and always getting into fights and getting his ass kicked. Uh-huh. And
things
just don't seem to go well for him, you know. So to make matters worse, that he's already not very well liked, he's in love, and that's great. But he's in love with his sister.
Wait,
his blood.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back to angsty incest, aren't we?
Oh yeah. This was the first.
Damn
the
it.
First little trial of incest that I've ever... This is the first bit that I ever saw.
I hate incest. It's wrong. Ew. Incest is not entertaining
if you,
people.
If you go and you look and you find, like, people who have their opinions, they feel that his attraction to Sarah, because that's his sister, her name's Sarah Muto, mm-hmm. That it's not him that's attracted to Sarah, it's Alexiel attracted to Sarah. But still, so it's either hot angel lesbian action or incest action.
No, I can deal with hot lesbian angel action. I cannot deal with incest.
Incest. And it's pretty bad. Like, you know, like in a lot of animes now, you might get like the whole, you know, I've got a big brother complex, or I might, but you know, they never really do it.
And that's fine, because, you know, I don't have a problem playing with those Freudian theories. I don't.
Oh, well, this anime fucks with the theory.
You should only...
And puts it in practice.
You should not put the theory into practice.
Well, they do.
Ew!
And yeah, it's pretty bad. So, you know, like, and he tries very hard to, you know, to fight it. And for two-thirds of the three-part OVA, he doesn't do anything. You know, and, you know, when the powers of Alexiel start to, like, kind of come out, you know, then all these other, these demons begin to flock towards him. And they're like, you need to help us. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And it's like, you need to help us. You're Alexiel. We know it. You need to save us. God is letting the angels kill us. And we're not doing anything. Like, if we were doing something, okay, but we're seriously not doing anything. You know, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just a boy with, you know, a sex problem. I can't help you. You know, and like, they're like, we know who you are. You just haven't awoken yet. You know, and at this point, Raziel is like, he felt his sister's presence on Earth again. And he's just like, I need to go down there and I need to kill her because I love her. And that would make me like the organic angel. That would make me the left hand. If I got rid of her. So, you know.
Wait,
you know,
I love her. I'll kill her. I'll take her place.
Yeah. It's very awkward. So, I mean, you got so many things coming at you in this three-part OVA. So that's why I wanted to tell you some of the stuff, you know, manga-wise. So that you're like, oh, okay. Well, anyway, you know, Setsuna has this one friend, Kira. He's hot. You know, and he always kind of shows up a little bit late to the fights, you know, just enough to, like, maybe kick somebody's ass, but not, like, the four people who are on Setsuna.
Right.
You know, and then, like, man, you really got to get out of those fights. And you just think that he just happens to just show up. But he's actually not human either.
Of course.
He, He is what they call the seven blade sword. And what happened to him was he was human, and he was 7 years old, and he was in a horrific car accident. And at the moment, like, at the moment of his death...
He made a deal with the devil.
No. I can't remember the seraphim's name, but a seraphim descended to Kira, like, his spirit, and he was like, listen. He's like, we will let you live, and you will live forever. And I will, you know, I will pretty much live in you because we need you to be around this one person. It is your job to stay with this person until his awakening occurs. You know, so this seven-year-old boy is kind of like, yeah, you know, and this seraphimish entity enters his body and he now forever lives. And he's this seven-bladed sword, which looks really cool. And, you know, you find out that, you know, it's Alexiel's sword. The sword that she used to fight against all the angels who were beating up the demons in the name of God.
Uh-huh.
And he actually has a strong attraction to Setsuna. And, you know, like, he had a feeling that it was Setsuna who was going to awaken. But he didn't want to be like, yo, Setsuna, I'm attracted to you and I want to be with you, but it's not because, like, I want to put my man junk in you. It's because I'm a sword and I'm meant to fight with you against the legions of heaven.
I mean, because that's really a difficult conversation.
That's a lot of stuff to tell someone during gym class.
But you know that funny feeling that you got on the rope? Yeah, it had nothing to do with the friction. I want to be your sword.
Exactly. Like, I kind of like, I want to actually do a little bit more research into it, because a lot of the animes that I like, someone is pulling a sword out of someone, or is getting impaled by them, or is one.
Yeah.
Like, I want to.
Really freakishly weird attraction to either piercing, impalement, and or being a sword.
Yeah.
I don't hint that it's phallic in nature or anything like that, but hint!
Maybe. but anyway, so I mean, mind you, they're pulling all of this into a three-part OVA, and you know, finally by the end of it, you know, Setsuna's like, I cannot take this anymore. He's like, I am in love with my sister, and I'm gonna tell her, you know, and they've had one or two kisses in the
OVA
while she was sleeping.
Ew!
You know, then you find out that, you know, one time she's like, I wasn't really sleeping,
it says,
and I like
rape is wrong.
You know, and she's like, but, you know, people are going to look at us and know that, you know, we're brother and sister. And she's like, we got to get away from here. And he's like, grab your shit. Let's go. And and they totally pack up a bag because, you know, their parents are kind of like, no, ew, you're sick. Setsuna, for wanting to do your sister, you're perverting your sister. And like, Sarah is a very pure, she's a pure soul. Like, she's seriously like innocence encased in a body. You know, and when she runs away with Setsuna, they run to, like, Tokyo, and they're in, like, a hotel. And, like, no sooner do they get into the hotel do they, like, fuck like rabbits.
Oh, no!
They do. You know, and they're like, oh, this is so great, you know, and, like,
ew,
and
ew,
they...
Ew.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't say they fuck like rabbits, but, you know, they do it. They tore it. And, you know, and he's like, this is the happiest moment of my life. You know, and, you know, she's like, mine too, you know, and they're like, well, now, you know, we'll live a life as husband and wife, you know,
oh,
and then
people won't say
anything about our names being the same. They'll just assume that we're married.
Dude, this is worse than the first time we went over this.
Yeah, because I've been doing a little bit more research on it. But anywho, when they decide that they're going to go back to their hometown and they're on the train, they're coming back, they're at such peace. You know, and at this point, Setsuna realizes that he's got this power and he must have this angel or whatever that all these people are coming to him and telling him that he has. But he doesn't want to do anything, you know, because he's like,
except
I've got Sarah.
Sister.
Yeah.
Ew.
And anyway, and as they're coming off of the trains, Alexiel's like right-hand man guy who secretly has a thing for him. Kills Sarah. Now, mind you, he's an angel, so he's kind of invisible and floating. So it just kind of looks like her heart, like, explodes out of her chest. Aww. Like, you know, like as they're walking out of the train. So, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he's like, what? No, no, you know, and Alexiel's spirit's kind of like, oh, fuck no. What the fuck? You know, and then he awakens and he's now purely Alexiel. Granted, he doesn't take her super form. Like, he pretty much just looks like Setsuna with hot wings. And the sword guy's kind of like, all righty, it's time to do the sword thing, and does the sword thing. And becomes his sword. And, you know, Setsuna is just spanking angels, taking names. The, like, little demons who were, like, went to him at first and told him about, you know, who he was. They're trying to fight with him, too. And, you know, she kicks ass. It's pretty, you know, but, you know, she doesn't, you know, it's not like a whole, like, you know, immune to, like, damage or anything. Like, she takes a lot of damage. But it's really awesome the way that they do it. You know, and... She kills Raziel. Not that that took a lot, because he was insane. It doesn't take a lot to kill insane people when they're utterly insane like he was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the angels are like, Alexiel, you need to come back to our side. You need to come back to our side. And she's like, no. She's like, I will live my life here as a mortal. But first, I'm going to go into the bowels of hell and retrieve Sarah's soul from Lucifer.
Why because, did Lucifer get Sarah's soul? Oh, well, could it possibly have been the incest?
It was the incest.
Thank you. Told you that shit was wrong.
Yeah, the incest is the only crime that she's ever commit, and it puts her soul in hell.
It's kind of bad.
Well, yeah. And,
you don't have another thing to follow that up with, because you know...
No, because the sucky thing about the ova is, like I said, it's three parts. And at the end of the third part, Adam Kadmon, who I just figured out is, like, the first man of God. Like, I didn't know, like, the whole Adam and Eve. Apparently, Adam's last name was Kadmon.
Okay.
I don't know. But, like, they talk about him being the first man of God, like, the first person created by God. And he's, like, this holy entity, and he kind of looks like a woman, but, you know, whatever. That's artist interpretation, you know, and Alexiel's like, I'm going to go find Sarah's soul. And he's like, I will help you open the doorway to hell. He's like, I can't guarantee that you'll be able to save her soul. But if you want to go, you're going to go. You know, and Alexiel's like, I'm going to go. And the sword's kind of like, well, I'm in your hands, so I'm going. And the demon's like, well, I know hell because I'm a demon. I'm going. You know, so they have a party assembled and you see them head towards this gate. However, you don't see them going, like, that's the end of the OVA. So you never see Setsuna Alexiel go into hell. You never know if he gets her soul. You never know if he returns it back to her. And you don't know if Alexiel fully overthrows God, because they never finished it. Now, in the manga, they do. But in the OVA, they don't. I, you know, and I've been waiting for years for them to finish it. Because they could do so much more with it than leave it at, oh, well, now I have to go into hell.
Well, now that you've mentioned the manga, what happens in the manga?
Well, that's the thing. I haven't finished reading.
Oh, like, of course you haven't. So now I don't even know. Now I can't find out the end of it.
Like, I can't tell you because I haven't finished reading it. If you know the artist who has done the artwork for the Kane Saga, or for Godchild, which is probably, I think I've talked about Godchild before. For sure, definitely. It's kind of got that same artsy feel. It's actually really good. Like I like the art. Like, it's kind of like Clamp, but not Clamp.
Okay.
Do you even know who Clamp is?
Yes, and I like Clamp.
Okay. Like X-Holics, yeah. Cardcaptor Sakura. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or better yet, Yami no Mitsui. That's not Clamp, but they kind of look like Angel Sanctuary. Okay. It probably is done by someone who hangs out with the artist like that. And I really liked it. Like, I really wanted to know what happened next. Like, it was just a whole, what?
I mean, no. I'm interested in what happens next, but I'm so tired, I really am, of the whole anime thing having to always be about somebody wanting to do somebody but just being too shy and or too related.
Yeah,
and
I know.
You do not fuck your siblings.
I know. I'm not sitting here going, I have. Like, it's really funny because I watched it in dub first because, one, I was really, sedated with painkillers. But the voice actor who does Setsuna at one point, there's a someone took a picture of him kissing Sarah, and they put it all over the school, you know. And he's like, "Why are people making fun of me?" He's like, and in a big booming voice, he just goes, "I have an urge to make love to my sister."
Oh, God,
he's proud. This guy is proud.
I think I might have puked myself.
I'm sorry, but I mean, I don't know, I guess love can happen.
No, it can't. Okay. I've seen Flowers in the Attic. I've read Flowers in the Attic.
I love Flowers in the Attic.
No! Bad! Bad girl!
I love BC Andrews.
Go sit in the corner. Naughty. No, go sit in the corner.
What?
You do not have sex and get your sibling pregnant. No.
No. Okay.
You do not do this.
Well, I can't get pregnant. We're both girls.
For fuck's sake, that's a good thing. Because, not against you or anything, you're totally not my type. One, we're related!
I know.
Ew! Fucking ew! But no, I don't see incest as being a great motivator for plot. It's not.
Well, don't worry. I do not have this urge to make love to you or our half-brother.
I appreciate that. I know that our half-brother appreciates that. I'm pretty sure that God appreciates it as well.
God's like, I appreciate that you guys are not doing each other.
God's like, I approve this message.
But anyway, there's a lot more going on in this series. Besides the incest, that's usually, even though that's the first and only thing people ever talk about. There's a lot of religious stuff, obviously, you know, with the whole good versus evil, who evil really is.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, false crusaderism. Yes, that's not really a word, but I made it up anyway. but anime-wise, for the OVA, since it likes to, leave you hanging, I'm only going to give it a 3 out of 5 because I want to see Setsuna go to hell. I want to see him restore Sarah's soul back and make her pure again. I don't want him to do her anymore. And I want Alexiel to be like, God, what the fuck? Manga-wise, since I haven't picked it up in a while, once I read it, and I learn more, I'm sure I'll give it a better rating. But since it gave me a lot more insight into the story, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. One, it's beautifully drawn. Two, it tells me all the stuff that I want to know. And three, the sex scenes are pretty cool. Even
Ew!
Though they're you could just pretend they're not related.
No,
Jeez.
I can't. Once I know it, once I've seen it, I can't.
Once it's like, big brother. It's like, I'm definitely big, baby.
Okay. Oh, ew. Dude, that makes me want
Ninja
to put a
hates
shirt.
Incest.
I do. It's just, you know, of all the things that you can think of to drive plot, incest to me is always kind of a cop-out. It's like, okay, I can't think of a way to make the sex or the romantic tension that I want to build interesting, so I'm just going to make them brother and sister. So that any taboos that you have about that, I'm going to tread on that. And that's what's going to make this interesting to you. And not the fact that I can actually write
you know,
a romantic scenario.
You know the little urban myth or legend about, boy-girl twins, right?
Yes.
All right, then. Because they're supposed to be tortured lovers who can no longer be together.
Yeah.
That's what...
I know. But you know what? I don't care about that. If you're going to write something that's going to be romantically interesting at all, I need for me to enjoy it, for me to engage in it, for me to buy into it. I need for it, one, to be tangible, And I'm sorry, fucking a sibling is not tangible. Okay, fucking a cousin, guess what? I'm not down with that either.
But you can do all of them except for your first one.
You know what? No, you can't.
Well, you can, but
no. No, you can't. No. If you don't want your family tree to look like a hula hoop, you cannot.
I like hula hoops. They go...
And so do I when I see you fucking cousins. I go... But no, I mean, there are ways that you can write something that will register with people emotionally, that will be thought-provoking, that will tread on people's, you know, light, delicate sensibilities and those types of things, without just having to go for the easy out. Incest to me, as a plot-driving piece, mechanism, is a cop-out. It's an easy out. So rather than going, okay, alright, so I've got this angel that's trapped in this kid's body that's attracted to this girl. Doesn't have to be a sister. Watch this. Who's attracted to this girl. And unfortunately, this girl has made some kind of virginity pledge. Ice maiden, I don't care. Autistic. I mean, there are all sorts of other things that you could do to make it something tangible. That, okay, I'm just pining away for this unattainable beauty. And for what reason is she unattainable? How am I going to surmount that? How are we going to overcome it?
She's your sister!
No!
Oh.
Okay? I the only, only thing that I've ever really been able to enjoy that had any incest in it was Chinatown. And that was just barely. And mostly because it had Jack Nicholson in it. But even Chinatown, its little twist. I was sitting there and I was like, okay, you know what? This is too much. I'm very uncomfortable. But the rest of the story is what kept me interested and kept me going in that. So the incest piece wasn't the piece that drove it for me.
Well, of course not, because not that I'm saying I'm a supporter of incest, but I guess in my anime, I could care less because it's anime. They're not real people. Like, you know, I don't know any of my friends who are secretly doing their siblings.
Well, I should hope not. And I know it's only anime, but to me, like I said, it's a cop-out. I don't like it in anime. I don't like it in books. I don't like it really in movies because it's just an easy out. And, you know, it just says to me, okay.
I don't know. Incest doesn't seem very easy to me.
Well, obviously it is. Oh, you know what? I'm going to stick this in here. I know you're my sister and all. We've grown up together and whatnot. And I will one day be the uncle of your children. But for now, let's play hide the wiener in the bushes.
Oh, wait. I shouldn't laugh at that.
No! You shouldn't. Because incest is wrong.
I'm sorry.
It's not.
I just find it humorous.
No. Incest isn't humorous.
No, I'm sorry. I do. I want to go, ha, 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 ha. Oh, he wants to do her, but he can't.
Oh, obviously. Oh,
or in the like the quote from Borat. It's like, oh, you can't get this, you can't get this. And he broke through the chain and he got that.
Oh shit.
Yeah. But anyway, Ariel, I don't know why you wanted me to relive. Of all the things to relive, you wanted to relive incest and angels.
And it should be called Angel Incestry, because that's not a sanctuary, obviously.
No, I don't even understand what the sanctuary is. I think it's because that's where Alexiel's actual body is being kept, in this sanctuary, like security. Or maybe Angel Sanctuary is, you know, a human form, even though it was being tormented by thoughts of ravishing its vessel's sister. I just wanted to keep talking about sisters.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths now, because I think we should get off this topic.
Okay, here, take it.
Thank you. Okay, so I have a hodgepodge of stuff to talk about, and none of it involves incest. Yeah, surprise.
Well, that's good. I'm totally glad that you're not going to talk about incest, because I'm kind of glad that I'm no longer talking about incest.
That's good. That's good. That's good. So the first couple of things that I want to do are answer a couple of questions that have come into us. I'm not sure if I've gotten to one before, but I thought this was a great time to talk about it. As you guys know, the Hellboy movie opened this weekend, as well as Hancock and one of the...
Well, I'll give you a hand. Never mind.
No. Sorry. No Will Smith.
Really? Was it bad?
Oh, no. I didn't go see Hancock. I just say no to Will Smith. And my life's better for it. But the question that came in was how did we feel about BioShock becoming a movie? So that's one of the ones that came in. And I'll be all honest with you, I will believe it when I see it, first of all. And then after I see it, I'll let you know how I feel about it. Here's my issue. I read Variety a lot just because I like being up on the entertainment stuff. I'm kind of a geek that way. Don't know if you've noticed it or not.
I wear my dork pin with pride.
I let my geek slip.
Right over my boobie.
I don't have any dork, but I definitely let my geek slip every once in a while.
I have geek chic. There should be shirts that say geek chic on them.
There were and will be.
Okay.
In the fresh wear.
Because I want one.
A lot of movies have been licensed, or I should say, have been given the green light that are licensed properties, both in the comic book area as well as the video game area. I don't know if any of you guys have seen the piece that was done. I think it's showing on, it's either Stars or Showtime, talking about how much the entertainment industry really is now paying attention to comic book stuff. They took a look at the stuff that Frank Miller did and how successful Sin City was, and now that they're optioning more Frank stuff and that Frank's actually going to dip into directing now because of the experience. You know, you've got Hellboy 2, which I was kind of surprised after Hellboy 1 even got greenlit, but that happened. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which did not get the treatment that it deserved. And now you've got Hancock and a lot of things coming out of the realm of the comic book genre being licensed and turned into feature-length film, which, don't get me wrong, I think it's a great thing that Hollywood and mainstream entertainment is realizing the value of just the folklore that's created in the comic book genre. I know to this day that part of the reason why I love video games is because I grew up reading and loving comic books and graphic novels, and I loved all the color and storytelling elements. It's probably the reason why I'm so harsh when it comes to my enjoyment of feature-length film and video games, because they're not as dense or as gratifying as an experience as my comic book experience has been. But personally, I don't think the BioShock movie is going to be good.
It probably won't be.
The problem with a BioShock movie is, how do you create that kind of suspense that the game creates in a finite amount of time and in a finite space without some of the things that are built into the game mechanics? Part of the reason why BioShock is so scary is because, one, the controller vibrates, so things come out at you from out of nowhere. You're surrounded by sound, and then things shake and twitch and twitter, and then you get terrified out of your pants. I very rarely go to see anything on the big screen in a room filled with hundreds of other people and get scared. Okay, a zombie movie doesn't scare me because I'm in the room, there's 100 other people, and my brain tells me that even if this were real, they'd have to go through 100 other people before they got to me. Phew. Okay. With BioShock, it's me and the TV. If something surreal was to happen and a big daddy came through the screen, I'm fucked. Because it's just me and my laptop. And I don't know if you played that game, but no. That fucking drill thing, not only would it go through my laptop, it would also go through my hand, just like the character in the video game. So, in all honesty, I'm not excited about a BioShock game. I don't think that it's going to do very well at all.
Movie?
Yeah, the movie. BioShock 2, the game I'm looking forward to. But the movie, I'm not. I don't think that any of the current survival thrillers, because it's not really a horror, survival thrillers or survival horrors are going to translate well to the big screen. Okay, Resident Evil is kind of, I think...
They fucked that over with the first one.
But it was successful enough to get two other ones done, and it's just because you can buy into Mila Jovovich, and I would watch Mila pretty much eat a bowl of cereal for 90 minutes on screen. That chick is hot.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? And the whole thing about BioShock is you hardly ever see your protagonist. All you see is your hands and things coming at you. That doesn't translate well to the big screen.
Once
you put in that other barrier and you now have to see something for the diehards of people that are in their own base, they're going to disassociate with it because it's not going to be as interesting. Not every video game should be a movie.
Yeah.
And BioShock is one of them. I don't think that Halo should be a movie. And Microsoft, you know.
They should not make. Halo a movie.
Yeah,
I'm kind of sick of first-person shooters as movies. Come on, Doom.
Oh, that was just stupid.
All Halo's gonna be is Doom with, like, fantasy armor and, like if they're
and
gonna actually...
Jesus,
if they're
not
if they're,
The Rock.
No, I hope they won't.
Can we get anybody else but The Rock in some of these movies?
Now, you know, if they really wanted to make a movie that would impact people, they should do Red versus Blue. And make that a movie. Because I would go and see a Red versus Blue movie.
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing. Okay. You know they're going to try and make Portal a movie.
As long as they have the Still Alive song as the theme song, I will go.
That's just around the corner. That shit's gonna happen.
That shit's gonna drop. Plop, yeah. Plop, plop.
But, I'm tired of haphazard attempts at fucking up things that I love.
Never mind.
Okay. Because I enjoyed BioShock. I still haven't finished it because it does scare me.
It scares you in the pants?
It scares me pretty much all over. Not just in my pants area.
Okay.
But I enjoy that. I enjoy that it scares me. I kind of revel in the fact that it scares me. When I have friends come over that have never heard of the game, I'll slap it in and have them start the level. And I'll watch their experience with it and watch that fear come over them. And we laugh and we giggle and enjoy the hell out of it.
And you giggle just a little?
I do giggle just a little. And then I giggle just a little more. But I don't think that BioShock's going to be make a good movie. I could be wrong, but I seriously doubt it. I'm glad that the Thundercats movie has been kind of put
Thundercats
on the back burner.
Thundercats, ho!
Although I still think that if it does go live and you do not cast Charlize Theron as Chitara and...
Theron.
Or Michael Clark Duncan as Panthro, you guys have missed the mark and fuck all y'all. Because that's just a done deal. I don't know who you get for Wiley Cat, except for maybe Hayden Panettiere and Haley Joel Osment, possibly. Maybe. But anyway, if you let me cast it, I'll get this whole thing worked out in like a week. Just throw some money at me.
But I'll throw some money at you. Quarters!
You suck.
You want dollars? I could fold them into little airplanes.
Yeah, yeah, throw that at me. I like that. Lots of them. Like a million of them. Just this direction.
Well, I don't have a million of them.
Come up with a million and throw them in this general direction. Another question that we got was about us going to E3 and if we were going to watch any of the G4 stuff or be a part of that. We are not going to E3. Funny thing about that, got invited to media briefings, didn't actually get invited to the damn event. Kind of makes it difficult to go. Just short, kind of, sort of, a little bit. As far as the G4 thing, I try to stay far, far away from the channels that even surround G4 on my cable set-top box. I have no intention of watching anything that G4 does and or says pretty much ever anymore. Panda?
Yes?
You going?
To what?
E3.
No.
You watching G4?
I probably will watch G4, but not for E3 coverage because fuckers won't let us go. So I'm boycotting all the E3, like, episode stuff and probably just watching, like, Unbeatable Bonzuke and, like, Ninja Warrior Up the Ass.
Is that a new show, Ninja Warrior Up the Ass?
Ninja Warrior Up the Ass.
I imagine it would be quite difficult.
It is. It hurts. Ninjas who take it up the butt for honor and dignity.
I'm not even saying anything. Oh, good Lord. Teehee, indeed. And then the last question was how we felt about some of the games that were going to be announced at the E3, like Infamous and Dead Space. As far as Dead Space goes, I'm kind of iffy about it just because it's not one of the games that I would typically, or I should say not one of the types of games I would typically play. You know, it comes off very much. It's another first-person shooter, so it's very much a BioShock game. And the thing that kills me about it is if you see the initial box art for the U.S., it looks like a BioShock ripoff. There's basically a guy in kind of a hazmat-y type suit that has some ocular holes on his helmet that are light up.
Spirit magic helmet!
Magic helmet!
Get it up, helmet head! Sorry, it's had okay. to go there.
Yeah, I know you did. But I'm just not excited about Dead Space. At this point, I've kind of, I'm in been there, done that mode. I just, it's not that impressive to me. So I'm really not looking terribly forward to it. I am desperately looking forward to Little Big Planet. I've already pre-ordered Soul Calibur 4. I'm trying to convince myself not to get it on both the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, but, you know, the dark side of me is like, how can you not, you know, be Vader?
So, wait, how can you not beat Vader?
Be Vader.
Oh, I was wondering, like,
be Vader.
Because you can beat him easily. It's like gun to the face. Bow.
Wrong. Force. Hello.
Yeah, the Force is the gun.
Wrong. Did you not watch any of the Star Wars movies?
No, I'm...
Vader could fucking deflect a laser flying at him. It's fucking light. Okay, faster than a speeding bullet. And you're gonna try and hit him with a bullet to the face? He's got the whole power of the god doggone dark side.
Do you wanna know how to beat Darth Vader? You go find James Earl Jones. And you smack him in the face.
I'm not smacking James Earl Jones in the face.
No,
he's a big dude.
Flick, You flick his Adam's apple so he can't speak. That is what you do.
I am not flicking James Earl Jones. He'll sit on me.
He'll be like, one man, ow! Like, he won't be able to finish a word. So then, like, he'll, like, his, you know, his control
you,
over.
Be like, this is CNN. You're like, no!
I love James Earl Jones.
I do. And you're sitting there talking about flicking his Adam's apple.
Because if he can't talk, then, you know, Darth Vader isn't really going to move because he's very dramatic. And without his voice, he's not really Darth Vader. And like,
did you not watch the part of the movie where all it was just breath? He could just breathe through the mask thing and then do the whole hand.
Well, not if you're flicking his Adam's apple. He might start coughing.
I have
methods.
Obviously. I think you've thought about this way too much, actually.
I probably have.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, we got a little off topic. And now I've lost my thought. Not excited about Dead Space. The pre-order. Oh, yeah. What I am excited about. Like I said, Little Big Planet, which Sony, you just need to hurry up and send me a copy. Because, yeah, we need to get that happen. Get that cracking. I am probably going to take off of work to play that. I'm also looking forward to some new stuff on the Wii. I'm really hopeful that the Nintendo briefing that we're not going to be able to attend, that they're actually going to announce some new stuff that's really going to, now that we're almost a year into the Wii, take advantage of what the system can actually do and deliver. You know, I am desperately looking forward to the LucasArts Jedi game where I can use my Wiimote as a saber and have a Wii lightsaber. I'm ready. I'm past ready for this. I think that there are a lot of people that are. So I'm really hopeful that just better use of the technology that's now out there is what's going to happen.
My Wii is green. Well, my Wii is blue. Well, I'm rocking two red Wii lightsabers.
My Wii is a ninja, so ninja saber beats everything else.
That's not true.
Yeah, ninja lightsaber, holy shit, I win.
No, you don't win.
Yeah, I do win. Because my lightsaber makes no noise, so you can't hear me coming.
Does your lightsaber bring all the drones to your yard?
It does, and it's also black. It uses
so wait,
black
it's
light.
Big and it's black, and it makes no noise?
Yeah, that's how I roll.
Oh, God, I'm not going to. I could totally. I'm not going to. Because fans, I appreciate you, and I know you guys all have hyper-imagination.
Will you stop making noise?
What? I'm picking up. I am keeping the earth healthy and clean.
No, you're not.
I was throwing my cheeseburger wrapper away. It's better than leaving it on the floor for mom to be mad at.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, the little bit of stuff that I have to share now outside of that, I've been playing Sid Meier, Civilization Revolution. I'm in love-ish with it.
I'm in love with the stripper who's my sister. Just
no!
Kidding.
No! T-Pain, no! Just let that bitch go. Find another bitch.
Go pee on them and get away with it like R. Kelly.
Oh. Look, I know R. Kelly peed on that chick, but she says he didn't pee on her. There's no case.
No offense, but if she didn't want to be peed on by R. Kelly, she would have just moved out the way.
You've been watching Bloom Docs way too much. I knew that was coming.
Like, what if I accidentally peed on Huey in the bathroom? You want to take my rights away because of that? That was such a good episode.
Oh, my God.
I just loved it because then, you know, I love the district attorney. It's like, wow, you just got owned by an 8-year-old. It was pretty cool.
Magruder stuff is just so good. Anyway, I have a couple of pet peeves with the game.
What else is new?
It's look, my only real complaint is it's short.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, watch it.
Didn't do it. Yeah, if you notice, well, I did not.
But I know you were thinking it. I know you were thinking it.
Well, don't
thinking
don't
is listen. Just as bad.
I'm going to warn you, don't listen to, you know, the Super Happy Fun Time show, because I made some cracks.
You're on crack.
Yeah, and I made cracks. Oh, face.
Anyway, I was able to finish, I guess, a campaign in about an hour. I finally took out Gandhi. I'm not really proud to say that.
Yeah, but
well, I started with the Russian Empire, so I started moving down. I ran into India. There's poor little Gandhi. I got to the point where we were working on building a nuclear bomb. We didn't get there yet, but it's like, all right, you got 43 turns to make it. I was like, great. And then all of a sudden it was like, hey, domination, you got it. Huzzah. And I was like, what? Wait, I've only been to India and barely to Spain. What the shit?
Yeah, but Gandhi was, you know, didn't believe in violence. So he probably was like...
No, he was totally violent. Like, he kept sending armies after me and shit. And I was like, what the shit is this? You guys should be weak.
The real guy would not attack.
He just would have sat there and taken it. And that would have been an easy... And that's what I thought was going to happen. So much didn't. But it was just really weird. Now, I got the game right now as a rental from Gamefly, so I'm doing this without actually reading anything about the game, so I don't know if I've got the wrong mode set up or something, but I do like the fact that there's downloadable content. Every week, FireAxis releases a game scenario that sets you up, and then you have to meet the criteria. So kind of like Dynasty Warriors, when you pick a campaign, it sets up the scenario and your conditions for winning and losing. But not as mindless of just button mashing, which is really nice. I've just been playing it straight since I got it. I'll probably continue playing it until Soul Calibur 4 comes in or something better. I just like games that make me think. Every once in a while, I like a game to make me think, and then I go back and I grab my Grand Theft Auto, and I go and I get me some hookers, and we do the deed, and then I whack them.
Then you find out one of them's your sister?
No! No, that whore is not my sister.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. First of all, Nico Bellic does not have any black relatives. See, I go down to the ghetto, I get my thick body sister.
Nope. Oh my god.
That's how I like it. Go hit the alley.
Give me my money.
No, I like to stab a bitch.
You gank them?
You know why? Because they put up a fight. And they say the funniest thing.
Hey,
I like it.
Them to put up a fight.
No, I like it when they put up a fight because they say the stupidest things. Like, oh no, you didn't. Why are you stabbing me? Why are you stabbing me? I love it. I was just like, oh, bitch, shut up. And I stab you with my knife. Get my money back. Sometimes I find a bitch that's been working real hard, too. Like, one time I ganked a hoe. She had $3,000 on her.
Well, she been turning some serious tricks.
She was turning some serious tricks. I was like, damn, I should have got her.
She jumping through fire hoops. She must have been jumping through fire hoops.
I don't know what she was doing, but she earned some serious money. I felt bad after that when I was like, ugh. Should have turned you out myself had you turned in tricks for me. Damn it. And of course, the last thing that I got to talk about coming out of E3 that I really, really wanted to be a part of. Rock Band 2.
Rock Band 2 will have online band gameplay. You can make bands with people online.
Yeah. And then you can...
Yeah. And you can rock your faces off.
Dude, I already rocked my face off and half of my ass. And well, now because of Rock Band 2, I'm going to rock the other side of my ass off. And maybe my kneecaps. So in Rock Band 2, first piece of awesomeness, Harmonix has confirmed that all existing download content will work in Rock Band 2. You won't have to repurchase or re-download. It's all going to be compatible.
Yahoo!
That's huge. That's a big deal.
Huzzah!
Also announced that gonna be a lot more albums.
With girls in them!
The ability to customize your avatar even more so than this version, because that was kind of lame-ish. So I'm definitely hoping for what I'd like to see is not only the ability to buy clothes, but also the ability to have new outfits become available as an online download, as an
That's
expansion.
nice.
I always thought it would be kind of neat to be able to all of a sudden be able to download an outfit pack that's based off of current trends of like similar bands. So like if you picked the punk genre that, maybe once a month there's like, okay, new punk outfits available, and they'd be kind of based off of existing trends in punk rock, as it
That'd be
were.
and more hairstyles would be nice too.
I mean, anime buns versus anime buns with hat. I'm just saying, just some
I'm
more.
surprised that she didn't have braids.
Well, I mean, the
Like
closest that you
she could
got.
be a dark sister. I know dreads, but I mean braids. Cornrows.
What I'd kind of like to see is kind of the ability to take hairstyles from either sex and put them on people. I think it'd be funny to be able to take a dude style and put it on a chick with a hat.
That'd
It'd
be
be kind
cool.
of funny. So just a little more flexibility in that, but I am definitely excited. There's no news yet on any new peripherals, but they are definitely stepping up the peripherals. So new Rock Band is going to ship to start with a wireless guitar. It is a different kind of Fender, using the Starburst pattern. The buttons are a little bit different. Supposedly it's a little bit lighter. I was really hoping that Harmonix was going to invite me to their event, so I could go and touch and play, but they did not. And so I'll be home. But I'm terribly excited about Rock Band 2. I think that the online band play is going to be a huge thing. I hope that it is something that they will open up so that you could, whether you are on an Xbox 360 or PlayStation 3, create a band. I think that's the only thing that's missing. I know that both of the systems want to bolster their online base, but I think that it would be a huge mistake to keep everybody segregated. I thought segregation was dead. I'm a big believer in that if a game exists on all of the consoles with online play, the online play should include all the consoles and not just be platform specific. I want to play with everybody.
I want to play with everybody's junk in the trunk. I just want to grab it.
Okay. Well,
And rock it.
I think
I want to rock out with my guitar.
Okay, I'm gonna cut you off right there, and I'm gonna do the ending business because I think we're getting
Yeah,
a little silly.
it's really late. And weird things come out of my mouth when it's late.
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut and just say if you wanna hear more, you can come to our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You can listen to previous episodes of our podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes. You can find us in the podcast directory. Just look for Electric Sisterhood. Or you can go to our website and copy the feed into your favorite RSS reader. The website, one more time, www.electricsisterhood.com, or the short address, Panda.
Which is ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi.
Definitely read what we write when we write. I know we've been a little bit lax this past week, but holiday hit us, and then, work and the day job thing happened. So we'll get better about that. We are twitting like crazy, though. So follow us on Twitter, befriend us on Twitter. I like to have any friends on the twit.
We're twats for twit.
I knew you were gonna say that.
I whispered it, so if someone's not paying attention, they won't hear it.
No, they'll hear it. They'll hear it. But definitely check us out. Follow us on Twit. We love having friends. you might win candy for posting a comment to one of our posts. If not, we just like having conversations with you guys and hearing what's going on with you all, so definitely take part in that. What am I forgetting about? Oh, that's right. Listening to our show on the All Games Radio Network. You can catch the ESH podcast, as well as the podcasts and shows of a bunch of other great programs, on the All Games Radio Network at allgames.com. Our show airs Monday evenings at 9 p.m., 6 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also listen to other shows like Super Happy Fun Time Show, which Pandelicious is on this week.
I will be on this current show. I'm very excited. It was so awesome to hang out with Hendrix and Crop. You guys are awesome. Hit me up on the Xbox Live.
But you can also catch other shows on the All Games Radio Network, like Dead Pixel Live, the Bobby Blackwood show, Fantastic Forum, Dead Pixel
Live. Just say
Live.
Wood or Wolf, because it's Wolf.
Wolf.
Wolf. Wolf. Wolf. Wolf. Wolf.
Like
Wolf.
Dog with the Wolf, Bobby Black Wolf.
Bobby Black Wolf.
He's my hero. As All Games Interactive. So definitely check out our show and some new ones as well on the All Games Radio Network. With that, I'm gonna have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it seems toast to me.
So what are you going to do with your toast?
Well, it's late and Esh Mom finally brought me a cheeseburger, so I'm going to reverse time before it was put in the toaster and save it for tomorrow.
That's good. That's good. No, waste not, want not, right?
Yeah. What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm actually going to eat my toast because I'm tired as hell and I didn't get a lot of sleep. So I'm just going to treat it like a brunch and not go to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to be hardcore. I'm gonna rock this. I got gaming to do. So, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandelicious.
We are out, guys.
I need to go to bed.
Bye.
All right. This is electric. Sista. Good podcast episode number 105. Why do I say the funniest things that become titles? I noticed that a lot of the titles of our shows are things that I say.
Cause you're funny.
I know. I should have been a comedian. I should go on Last Comic Standing. All right. So wait. What's the title gonna be again? This is fan service.
Without my crotch.
Without.
Without. Not.
Yeah, I was gonna say with my crotch.
That's a completely different podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
And I want to be a part of it.
All right.